Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas Radio. I'm Brilliant Ideas, and my trusty sidekick, Crispy, over in Orlando, Florida. We're having more technical difficulties this morning with the Blog Talk Radio system, so I'll apologize right up front. If we start having issues, then I want to, you know, everybody send a letter to your congressman. Good morning, Crispy.
Good morning. Oh, yeah. The good old wonderful joys of modern technology. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, the phone lines, they're lighting up like they're supposed to, but when you hit the button, nothing happens. So I have a feeling it's going to be another one of those Saturdays. Last Saturday, we had a blast with it, and I guess we're going to do it again.
Oh, yeah, man. Get ready for the wild rodeo.
Yes, get ready for the wild rodeo. So what's happening over in Florida for the big holiday weekend?
I'm going to eat so much meat, it's going to be crazy. But you know, I'm going to start my weekend off with a nice martini glass full of high roller vodka. I almost said holy roller.
That's later in the show, actually.
Yes.
And that's supposed to be our segue into our commercial for our sweet potato vodka company. But guess what?
It's not working.
It's not working. But all right, wait a minute. I think we got it going here. Here we go.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, definitely check out highrollerspirits.com or sweetpotatovodka.com. You'll find the great tasting sweet potato vodka there on their website. Buy a few bottles for yourself and your friends and have a party. And, Crispy, we're going to have to play this by ear this morning, but here we go. Are you there?
Who, me? I'm here.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
I'm having fun already. Anyway, we're going to play this by ear this morning, and there's not going to be muting of any microphones this morning, because if I mute the microphones, I just found out, we also lose contact. So we're going to be flying by the seat of our pants more than usual, but what are you going to say? So give me a second here, because it's amazing. You got to see it. It looks like Christmas tree lights lighting up. Anyway, I want to mention that we are going to be giving away a coffee mug this morning with our ugly mug on the side. It's a Green Ideas Radio coffee mug. All you have to do is listen closely, and we will be be giving away a mug, asking a trivia question, and to the first caller who can call in and answer the question, we will be giving you this beautiful coffee mug. And can you tell I'm over here struggling?
Yes, well, the coffee mug, I finally saw a picture of it up there on Facebook. It's a pretty cool-looking coffee mug, if I do say so myself. I do declare.
Yeah, it is. The funny part about it, the photograph on the side of the mug, you and I look completely different. Now I'm the one sporting the beard, and you're the one who's the clean-cut guy.
Right. Right. I know. I just thought about that. Oh, trust me, I miss my beard. Trust me,
yeah.
I miss my beard. I feel like a real big dork without it.
But you look professional now. You look like an executive.
No, I don't want to be professional. I want to look menacing. I can't wear a cowboy hat now. I look like Kenny Chesney. I don't want to look like Kenny Chesney.
Well, if I put a cowboy hat on right now, I'm kind of looking like, Kenny Rogers with my beard.
Kenny Rogers. Well, I don't know. Your beard's not white. I'm sure he looks like Santa Claus by now.
I don't know. It's getting some white in there. I don't know where that's coming from. But anyway.
Well, the ladies like the salt and pepper look from what I've understood throughout the last couple of years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, they find it incredibly sexy that it shows something, a certain je ne sais quoi, as you might say over there in the France land. Oh, yes.
Wow, that's a fancy word for you.
Yes.
That's a fancy word for me, too.
Rue and je ne sais quoi. Your je ne sais quoi, your rue has a certain je ne sais quoi. Yeah.
And if you get rue in your je ne sais quoi, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, we're going to try to do this. I'm fiddling over here with buttons, and hopefully when I push the button here, we're going to have our first guest. Our first guest is supposed to be Kerry Ingalls, who's a freelance writer in Washington State. All right, now keep your fingers crossed, Chris, because we're getting ready to try this out. All right, here we go.
Okey-dokey.
One, two, three, here we go. I hope we have Kerry. Kerry, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yay!
Awesome!
Yes.
Yay!
You can win.
Welcome to the show. We're having more difficulties this morning, but thank you for joining us on the Grillion Ideas Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, how's it feel to be on the radio? You nervous we are?
You guys are not nervous. Listen to you. No, I'm not nervous. No.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. We know you from Facebook, and all I can say is in reading your bio, when you sent that to me, I was like, my God, does she ever sleep? So the first question I have for you before we get into all the things that you're up to, do you ever sleep?
Yes, I do sleep. I do. I hit this at probably about 10, at about 4:30. I hit it hard in the morning, get the kids off to school, and hit it hard in the afternoon.
Well, you're a busy lady. I don't know. Are you friends with Kerry Crispy on Facebook?
I don't believe so. Most of my friends on Facebook are old BMX buddies and a few cooks. Yes.
Yeah, you don't get out much.
But
I was checking
out her link, though. That's pretty cool.
So, Kerry, tell us about what you do. I mean, I know you've got the Celebrating Home with Kerry Ingalls, the blog that basically is filled with food and fun, but tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in the food world.
Okay, well, you know what? It's not really that very interesting. I absolutely love food. I think I have all of my pleasures are fairly hedonistic. Food, wine, whiskey. I love just to be with, you know, friends and have great conversation. And I wanted to bring a site to people where they could find it all in one spot. You know, people work really hard. 10, 12-hour days sometimes. They don't have time to cruise the web and find really good sites, really good recipes.
Right.
That are kind of, you know, that are user-friendly, that are easy to navigate, that aren't flashy. To bring them the best as far as being able to print out, being able to save. And that's what I try and do all in one spot. It's kind of like one-stop shopping. From that, things kind of escalated as far as, you know, having, you know, being asked to write, you know, to help co-author a book and a cookbook here. And it's been a lot of fun. It's really escalated from just wanting to bring people, you know, a good sight, basically, was it.
Well, those who may not know you and have not friended you on Facebook, we've got the link to one of your, I guess that this is probably your actual blog, the biggest blog, which is that Celebrating Home with Carrie Ingalls. And there's a link there on our page here for the radio show that you can just click on and go straight to Carrie's blog. But what are some of the other addresses where they can find things that you're working on?
I also started an outdoors experience journal. My guy here is an avid hunter, and we have started, you know, he processes his own game. We make our own pepperoni. We smoke, you know, the salmon. We, you know, smoke the bear. I mean, we eat a lot of wild game. So I started kind of a section for that, for cooking wild game. And one of the things about the blog when I first got started is I started really interacting with a lot of the other foodie bloggers.
Right.
And in the Examiner for the Tacoma Home and Living section, I started highlighting a lot of them and a lot of their work. I find them to be incredibly creative in the amount of hours that they spend creating recipes and photographing. And I don't actually know if they eat just because they are photographing everything. It's got to be freezing by the time they get to it. I don't know. So I started doing a lot of articles on them and highlighting their creativity. And from that, I started looking at what we do here with our wild game, how we, you know, how he brings it in off the back of the truck.
Right.
And, you know, we cut it up and we process it. We put it in the freezer. We turn, you know, mix different, you know, deer, antelope, bear, mix it all into pepperoni sticks and start highlighting a little bit of that on the outdoor journal as well.
Now, do you do that, the game items, do you sell them, or just this is just for your own consumption?
Oh, no, we eat them. We eat them here. And, you know, friends and family, they request them. I mean, you fire up that smoker, and they're standing at the door. You know, hello, we smell something good.
Crispy, have you ever had bear or any wild game?
No, I haven't. At first, I thought maybe I had too much high roller vodka, and I was like, she just said smoke the bear, right? Did I hear that right? And I was like, that's interesting. Now, the only exotic game that I've had ostrich jerky. That was about the only crazy. My friends were like, you're going to eat that? I'm like, yeah. So, yeah, no bear.
How about rattlesnake, Carrie?
I've never had rattlesnake. I'm certainly not adverse to trying anything. I'll try anything once. Absolutely.
I had rattlesnake once, and it does taste like chicken. That's what people say, and it does. It's sort of like chicken with a hint of lizard.
Awesome.
It sounds like that might be a good barbecue sauce. Rattlesnake barbecue sauce with a hint of lizard. I have to work on that.
There you go.
So, You say you're ghostwriting for a cookbook?
I'm co-writing with Barbecue Man on his cookbook, which he has about 150 recipes, and they are aimed at the grilling and smoking barbecue. They're aimed at basically working with your family, you know, getting your kids involved in cooking and fighting obesity, and it's teaching them how to cook and how to cook with flavor without adding fat while they're still young, so they're educated and informed, you know, and have that with them while they're growing up.
Well, I have found being a barbecue girl, actually we call it grillbecue here on Great Ideas Radio, but being in a grill, doing grillbecue, that it's probably one of the most healthy things to do as far as cooking, because all your juices and fat, you know, fall down through the grate, and so you're not cooking and eating all the fat. And matter of fact, the other night I had chicken thighs, and it got late, and I was going to grill them, and I just didn't feel like firing up the grill, so I threw them in the oven, and I was amazed and when it was over with, all the fat that was in the bottom of the pan just from coming out of the oven. So you lose all that fattiness in your diet by grilling. See, crispy, that's what you need to do. You need to get your grill so you can stay fit and trim out there in Florida.
I'm already fit and trim from riding my bike all over Orlando like a crazy man.
Well, I've lost 30 pounds myself over the last year and a half, and I think part of it has to do with actual eating healthy on the grill. I mean, you can still eat pork steaks all kinds of fatty things, but it seems to not be as fatty that way.
That's right, and you can put your flavors on it with your rubs, which you are not adding any fat.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm having feedback problems. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And he's working with Des Clark from Chicago Bears, and they've got a line of barbecue marinades and rubs coming out as well. So we're hoping, hoping to have that out in June. We're hoping to have the cookbook out by Christmas. You know, stocking stuffers for Dad. So that's our hope there.
And what's the cookbook? Have you got a name for the cookbook?
No.
Well.
No, but there will be links on everything, I promise. By the end of the day, my site will be full of links.
So I'm looking at her blog right now, and she has a blog called Sense of Home. I myself like candles, and I usually burn those little wax tarts. And
yeah.
I see that she has like links to creme brulee and orange vanilla and baked apple pie. And that's making me hungry again.
Well, I'm still stuck. I'm stuck on something you said that you're into candles. I didn't know that, Crispy.
I like my apartment to smell nice and earthy and relaxing.
Okay.
I do. I'm going to go hide in the closet right now.
Yeah, I say you stepped in this one. Keep on talking.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Take it away, Grilling Ideas.
So what was the name of that blog that Crispy's so excited about with the candles?
Oh, it is on Celebrating Home. It's on the Celebrating Home blog. It's a page,
okay.
Sense of Home.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a real avid believer when you come home from work. You know, you should try and you know, light your candles, have your wine, turn on your music, turn off the TV, spend some time with your family. If you're cooking dinner, you know, imbibe a little, relax a little, not too much. I'm not saying, you know.
That's right, and turn on some, like Crispy,
you know,
turn on some mood music.
Turn on some mood music, light your candle.
For that. Your earthy candles.
Yes, my earthy candle.
Well, what did you say, Washington?
Oh, well, now, Terry, what are your upcoming plans? You've got the cookbook. You got any other big things you're working on?
Yes. We have George and Jill Davis from Alaska Wild Adventures. I'm ghostwriting with them, or co-writing with them. Alaska Man, and that is about their everyday adventures, which to us would be, you know, so completely out of the norm, but they live this every day up in Alaska.
Hold one second, Carrie. Crispy, what are you doing?
Yes.
we're getting feedback. It sounds like you're over there shaving.
No. I didn't hear anything.
Anyway,
that's got to be coming from your end, Mr. Brilliant Radio Man.
I'm so sorry with the problems we're having over here, but you were talking about the Alaskan cookbook.
Oh, okay. Now his is not a cookbook. His is an adventure book. It is all about their It is all about their life and their adventures, especially George's adventures and how he got to Alaska and his whole life up there. They are an amazing couple, and the life that they live every day is mind-boggling. They spent months in a little cabin, or a, not quite sure what it is they were living in, just together by themselves with really hardly any electricity and running water, and it's just amazing what they do every day for survival and not killing each other and counting on each other to survive out there.
That's my kind of living. I love that idea. It's like, that's like what I want to do, like be Jeremiah Johnson and become a mountain man. I got the beard now, and I can see myself doing that.
You know, so everybody who's sitting at their desk thinking, gosh, I would love to be able to hunt and fish and fly my bush plane out there all over the place. This is something that they can, you know, these people live this every day. And they're just, they are an amazing couple. So we
and,
are
and
hoping
Crispy,
to
they,
have that.
Crispy, they, excuse me one second, Gary Crispy. They probably live by candlelight, too.
Probably.
They
do. The whole camp smells like creme brulee and crisp apple pie. Yes.
Yes.
Welcome to the crispy apple pie compound here deep in the woods.
So when is that book coming out, the adventure book coming out?
We are just about finished with the manuscript. So they need to do their final touches, and we are hoping to have it fully completed by August. And then when it comes out from there, when it comes out. So it should be fairly quick. We're hoping with that one, too, as soon as Christmas.
Cool.
And again, they're
so,
they have a whole site set up. They are just amazing.
So you're into food all the time. Now, I haven't asked this question in a while. I'll ask you. We all know you're into the blogs, and we know you're into the writing of the books and things. What do you do on the side? You got any talents? Like, do you sing, you dance, you play the ukulele, anything exciting?
No. Is that all too boring for you?
No. I always like to ask this question. It cracks me up because most people that come on our show are so involved in what they do that when I ask them what kind of hobbies they have or they do anything else, it's like I get that deer in the headlights sound that they don't know what to say other than, I do what I do.
No, I have three children. They're 15, 11,
and 10. Well, there you go. There's your hobby.
So I'm a very busy mom. Right now it's baseball season, two boys playing. So between practices and games, it's very, very busy. They are, you know, of course I attend wine events, food events. It all, you know, goes hand in hand. So, you know, it's mostly family. I'm lucky to be able to do what I do because I don't miss any of my kids' events. My schedule is very flexible. If I need to go travel, I can travel. And I can be with them all the time. So I'm very grateful that I have this opportunity to do, yes, it's writing. It might seem a little boring, you know. I don't know if you've seen the little Facebook things I put up, you know, what people think I do, but what I actually do, you know. And I'm sitting in front of a computer, it seems, all the time.
Well, I was gonna say, I think you're on there quite a bit. I mean, I know I see posts coming from you, seems like 24/7, but I know you're busy with your postings on Facebook, and which takes a lot of time just to look things up, post them, and keep track of all the responses you get. So I can tell you're busy with that, along with your kids. You sound like you have a very busy, busy life.
Mm-hmm. And it's what I consider to be my job too. It's a highlight. I go out and I try and find very obscure blogs that mean, you know, that people really. You know, maybe they're not on Facebook, maybe they're not really on the social media, but they are out there and they have excellent content. Their photographs are beautiful. They, you know, have, their writing is beautiful. Their recipes are incredible, but they're just not marketed well. So I try and find those very obscure pieces and throw them out there as well. It takes some time, but, you know, they deserve to be seen. It's, their creativity is just absolutely amazing.
No, all kidding aside, you do have a very nice setup with your website and all the nice posts that you put on Facebook. It's really well done, and everybody I know that follows you, it's always something good to check out, and you always got neat recipes, and just it's unique the way you do it, and you keep us all entertained if that makes you feel good.
Oh, well, thank you.
We don't keep anybody entertained here, but at least you do on Facebook.
There
so everybody
go, the
who's listening, do what? I'm sorry.
The comic relief of Facebook.
Yes, exactly. Everybody who's listening, make sure you check out Carrie's blog. And it, like I said, there's a link right on our page, and it's Celebrating Home with Carrie Ingalls. And by the way, Carrie Ingalls, wasn't she on Little House on the Prairie, speaking of adventures?
Oh, you know, I was hoping to avoid you guys actually bringing that up, but yes. I hear that all the time. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Way to go, Mr. Brilliant Ideas Radio Man. Way to go.
Well, no, it just dawned on me. I'm thinking it did like a flashback to my childhood and having to be forced to watch the Little House on the Prairie, and it just dawned on me. Anyway. So everybody check out her website. We do appreciate you coming on our show and putting up with our stuff, and keep up the good work, and good luck with the ghost writing and the book writing and the cookbooks and the adventures and all the things you do. And maybe check back with us later when you get that adventure book with the Alaska Adventure Book all lined up. Maybe we can bring you and the other folks on. It'd be kind of an interesting conversation.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. That was so nice of you to ask me.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it. And come see us again sometime and enjoy your holiday weekend.
Thank you. You guys have a good one, too.
Bye.
You too.
Okay. Now let's go see if we can get the phones to work here. And I've got to put her on hold, and it's not holding. This is amazing. Blog Talk Radio is not making me happy.
I know. It's very disheartening, but the only thing we can do is move on.
Well, the problem we have now is our board is not even working properly, so I can't even go to songs and intros and all that fun stuff. So what I'm going to try to do here, since the only thing I can right now hit on the page here is a Ron White skit that we played a while back. I'm going to take a break and see if I can fiddle around with buttons here to make things work better. But I'm going to play Ron White's little gig. He's a comedian, for those who don't know him, and his little gig called Can't Fix Stupid. And I'm going to try to fix this stupid Blog Talk Radio stuff while we're gone, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I had a great year last year. I got married last year to Barbara, my wife, a wonderful woman. And, Barbara was actually Jeff Foxworthy's interior designer when I met her. So not only was Jeff really responsible for my success in my career, but he also introduced me to the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, which I think makes us even. Barbara's my age. I didn't marry a kid, you know. I married somebody that really stimulates me intellectually. Very smart girl, 2 degrees, great business head. Now, she's also very sexy. She's a beautiful woman. But if I could give advice to the planet, it would be don't marry for looks alone, going either way. And I'll tell you why. In a few years, if Barbara's boobs start to sag too much, there's a place you can go where they can just lift them right back up where they were, and they can move the nipple wherever they want them. You can actually go to a titty bar, pick out a set of titties, and say, I want those titties on that woman right there. If her belly gets too big and she doesn't want to work it off, you can go get a tummy tuck. They'll give you a belly that looks like a cheerleader. You know, if your eyes go bad, you can have LASIK surgery and they can give you 20/20 vision at any age. If your hearing starts to fail, they could put a device in your ear that'll make you able to hear as good as you could the day you were born. But let me tell you something, folks. You can't fix stupid. There's not a pill you can take. There's not a class you can go to. Stupid is forever.
There you go. That was Ron White, and we're still having problems over here with the board. And okay, Christy, are you back on with me?
Yes, I'm here. I just put my mic on mute.
Okay, well, we are going to try to bring on our next guests, which are the Infusion Crew. For those of you that don't know the Infusion Crew, it's Scott and Deanne Pearson, and they got some things to share with us, and I can't even do their intro to bring them in. So we're just going to have to see if I can patch them in here on the phone here. Like, oh, here we go. Okay, let's try this. Here we go. Button number one, button number two. Please come on, button number two. And hopefully we have the Infusion crew on with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Oh, I'm having a blast over here. Our system's not working again. It's just like I'm over here pulling my hair out, and it's just having a ball. How are you guys doing?
Terrific.
Doing fantastic. Doing great, bro. What a beautiful morning in Los Angeles. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, it is actually beautiful here in San Diego, too. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and everybody's happy.
Oh, yeah? Fantastic. Well, it's beautiful here in Orlando, too, so take that, West Coaster gangsters.
Go jump in the Gulf Coast already, Chris. Leave us West Coasters alone right now, okay? How you doing, Chris? Good to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm doing super awesome. Great. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I was trying to play your intro, and the system's not working. So the only part I liked about the intro was our special word for Deanne, which is, what is it, Crispy?
It's
hooked on phonics didn't work for you, Chris. That's a damn sure.
What is our sommelier and our chef going to be talking about today?
Deanne, after you, my dear.
I think you should go first, my love.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Somebody go first, please.
Don't you love this politically correct stuff? This is not how it goes at home. It's great. You know what I wanted to talk about? Last week I said I was going to do something with stocks and whatnot, but I wanted to really discuss the LA food scene and just how it's being transformed daily. It's just so amazing. I'm over here at the Artisan House on 6th and Main. And we're redoing the menus here, and it is just the epitome of fusion cuisine, the epitome of urban dining. It's unreal. And the fresh ingredients that are available here, people think of, when they hear Los Angeles, New York City, they think of big buildings. They think of, busy streets, which is here. But the farmers markets and the food quality is just amazing that's down here. And, what we're doing over here right now, I'm actually in the kitchen, and we're broadcasting live from here. And the thing is that seeing the care that's taken and the product that we're putting out is unreal, and the passion in this kitchen is amazing. We have a gourmet market here. We have Larry running that as the GM, and then we have the general manager of the restaurant, Karen. And these people are just so focused on the quality and the L.A. dining scene. It's just amazing, and it's just a plethora of good food, good chefs out here, and the thing that makes it all go around is good foodies. Just the quality of stuff coming out is just unreal, and I'm really proud to be part of this. It's absolutely amazing.
Now, where did you say you're at? What kitchen? Where?
The Artisan House. It's at 600 Main Street. It's on the corner of 6th and Main in downtown L.A. And the restaurant's been here since last October. And right now they want to bring it up to a new level. And we're doing some beautiful, I created some beautiful artisan cheese and meat platters to go with the wines. And we have a great bar. And the food we're putting out is something really, really unique. I took a dish from my friend Camille Major, who owns Blue Gem Cafe. And we're doing a scallop carpaccio, and we get these beautiful scallops, fresh dry pack scallops, and we slice them paper thin like sashimi. We're doing a little infused smoked paprika oil and basil oil, finishing it with onion sprouts. It's just absolutely amazing, and it's so good to be able to get such quality food that you don't even want to cook it. It's that good, and it's amazing to see the passion that's here in L.A. It's like nowhere else in the world, and I do have to say this, being a native New Yorker, it's tough for me to say, but the passion in L.A. really does outshine New York.
No kidding.
Yep, it really does. I'm talking from a business perspective now, not from a foodie perspective or a diner's perspective, but the attention to detail, the demands for quality here in Los Angeles is just amazing. You know, you see chefs just walking around and going in and buying ingredients, you know, small amounts, which is great. That's going back to basics, you know, getting away from these gigantic distributors and, you know, going to the small, you know, the small farmers, the small meat purveyors, the small fish houses and meat fishmongers, and getting stuff so fresh. That's all you see in L.A. now. It's just, it's absolutely amazing. It's really, it's a real breath of fresh air to see that quality, old school technique coming back with new ideas. It's just really refreshing, and I am so proud to be a part of that.
Great. Crispy?
It's absolutely.
Crispy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We have to wake him up occasionally. Do you think he likes L.A.?
I think he liked it. I want to go out to L.A. now.
Well, come on. Get out of here. We got to put some culture in you. I mean, you're sitting there in Florida with all the retirees over there. I mean, there's only so much shuffleboard and checkers you can play, bro.
Yeah, I know, right? Unless you drink some high roller vodka, then that'll spice things up.
Yeah, there you go. Get that high roller vodka in you. That's true. You know, that's I don't partake. I am a teetotaler. I'll tell you what, I'm high on food, bro.
Some of your pictures posted on Facebook, and I'm like, oh my, that looks so tasty right about now. And I'm like drooling like Homer Simpson over donuts.
Well, I'll tell you, Deanne and I have been hard at work in the Infusion Kitchen also, and Deanne has been putting out some amazing stuff, you know, and people don't really realize that, you know, sommelier is her, you know, profession, that's what she likes to do professionally, but she has got a culinary point of view and the talent to back that up where it's just insane. Not everything that's posted is done by me. I mean, for instance, the pork confit gyros recently that we put up there, that was all her, and she just got in the kitchen one day and said, damn, Scott's out, I'm in, and she just went to town.
And speaking of that, do you guys have your website yet?
Honey, that's your department. Boy, I love passing the buck.
Yeah.
Well, we're working on it. We're almost there.
Well, we keep working on it. I wanted to ask because I usually put the links on the show, and I thought, you know what? I don't know if they still have their website set up yet, but keep us posted on that.
It's so detailed, Frank, that we have our web designer out of New York, a good friend of ours, Benny Doro, put us in touch with her, and she's just an amazing designer. And we want to do it right. You know, we'd rather, you know, keep saying every, you know, for the last 3 months, it's coming, than have something, you know, half-assed. So it's our welcome page is just about done. We had to do some, you know, some logo changes to be more appealing to the public, that's more marketable. And so it's come, but it's really going to be a lot of fun. And what we want to do is we're trying to get, I'm thinking about hiring a private investigator to get some compromising photos of Crispy and putting them on the website. I think that'd be a great sell.
Well, shoot, you can get it. He'll do that without the private investigator. Just give him a couple bucks, he'll do it.
Oh, awesome! It's beautiful. I love somebody cheap like him.
We actually lost him. He just fell off the line here. We're just having all kinds of major problems, so that's why he's not responding to you. But I have to ask you a question, Scott, before we turn it over to Deanne.
Sure.
What's the story about the movie role?
Oh, that's – well, when we did the filming in Modesto and the big pop-up, our film crew, he's a producer, Joshua, and he said, you know, I thought it was in joking around. He turned around and says, hey, you know what? What do you think about playing a gangster role? And I said, well, that – it sounds good, you know, I said, just joking in passing, and long story short, we talked about it, and he sent, about 3 days later, we had the whole script and screenplay, and he said, well, Scott, you're now you're going to be playing the role of Leo Bernardo, the Butcher of Brooklyn.
Oh.
I said, wow, that's good. I mean, you know, what am I going to do, scare the hell out of people? Hey, what, your steak's not done, what'd you say? Your steak's not finished? What? It's not to your liking? They're going to find you in 8 different dumpsters. You know, things
well,
like that.
I was going to ask you. I don't think you're going to. We want to have ground beef from your restaurant or from the butcher, do we? because there might be other things in it.
I haven't been talking much about the role because, you know, we people call us chefs, rock stars and whatnot, but we're not, we're cooks. And like I say, if I wanted to be a rock star, I would have learned how to play guitar. And what I like to focus on is the cooking, and that's what I'm really about. That's me.
Crispy's back with us now. Crispy, I don't know if you heard us talking about, but he wanted to have some photos or videos of you and some unseasy, or what was the word? Is that seasy or unseasy?
Compromising.
Compromising, that's the word. Compromising positions, and I told him you'd do it for a couple of bucks.
Well, you know, if we get up to 1,000 likes, we already have the singing of the little teapot with me in a tutu wearing cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. Oh, yeah. With sparklers.
Now I'm afraid. I'm actually very afraid. I will pass on the compromising photos.
Yeah, you should.
How about you just come to LA, we'll do dinner.
Okay.
I'll take you over here to Artisan House, and we'll cook you a chef's tasting menu.
Awesome. That's better. That's better than that minty door stew he's been eating.
That's right.
Oh, I'm not even commenting on that in the air. We'll leave that one alone for now.
All right, on the
next show, we will be doing. We're getting into some more culinary techniques.
All right, cool. And that'll be sometime in June. And now, Deanne, guess what? It's your turn to talk about wine and your fancy sommelier position on the show.
Well, I'm just going to talk about some great wines for under 20 bucks because that's what we care about, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about one in particular that I want to start with, and that's called the Big Guy.
The Big Guy.
It's 2009. It's a red wine, and I think you guys will really love it. It's 47% Syrah, 18% Cab, 18% Merlot, 15% Petit Verdot, and 2% Cab Franc. It goes great with barbecue, spare ribs, pork tenderloin, and burgers. So I knew you guys would love it over there.
Yeah, really. It's called the Big Guy.
Hell
yeah.
The Big Guy. It's called Big Guy, and it has a dog on the label, so you can't go wrong with that.
How much does that run?
It runs about $13.59 per bottle, so you can pick it up just about anywhere. Vendome Liquor carries it.
Okay.
And it is fantastic. Straight out of the bottle, you can throw one of those fancy things that I told you about last week on it and aerate that sucker. You can let it sit in the glass a little bit, but straight out of the bottle, it drinks really well.
It sounds like it's like a wine you could drink out of a tumbler. I kind of like that. You don't have to have a fancy glass or anything.
Exactly, and that's why I knew you guys would really love it. So I wanted to turn you guys on to that one first and foremost.
All right.
And then we have, I wanted to switch over to the white. And turn you guys on to Joel Gott, G-O-T-T. And that's a 2010 Sauv Blanc. And that's really nice as well. It's showing really well this year. It's 91 points. Not that I'm a point girl. I'm not really. But it is showing really well.
What was the name again?
It's called Joel, J-O-E-L, Gott. G-O-T-T. It's a 2010 Sauv Blanc.
Does that go good with candles?
Yes.
Yes,
it goes
really well
with your candles. And it's a screw cap, which is, the hot to trot thing to do right now is the screw cap. It's 13.9% alcohol. So, which is right in that mid-range there that we like. And it's very yummy, so you will like that. And that's going at about $13 a bottle.
All right.
Very nice finish. And then I also wanted to turn you guys on to a lovely Spanish wine that is a red that you guys will like a lot. And that's a Barolo Borsal.
Uh-oh, another fancy word, Crispy.
I know.
Right? So that's a 2008, and you guys will really like that. I'll be sending you guys some notes.
Yes, please do, because that one I couldn't even attempt to try to spell that one out phonetically,
right?
Or anyway. So yeah, send us notes on that one.
And then I also wanted to mention the McRae Grenache. It's a 2008.
Okay.
And that's from Washington. And Washington has been showing some Grenaches for quite some time, and they're also very delicious.
Yeah, Washington wines are really good. I've had a few myself, and there's certain areas in Washington, I guess they call it on the dry side of the mountains, where you get quite good wines.
Yeah, and we haven't been looking up to our Washington friends enough, so I wanted to make sure that we did a little bit of that. And this is from the Yakima Valley, and it's very yummy. It's showing some strawberry and red cherries, and it's very full-bodied, high,
all right,
and complex. So,
and that name again, the name of that?
It's McRae, M-C-C-R-E-A, 2008.
All right. Are you writing these down, Chris? Are you writing these down so when you go to the store you can set yourself up with some wine?
Yes, I'm writing as fast as I possibly can. Oh,
write
yeah.
that down.
Yes, ma'am. Right away.
So I'll be posting a full article on all these wines on ClueLessVinos.com tomorrow.
All right.
I'll be there just for your drinking pleasure.
All right. And now
I've got one for you. Okay. Tell me all about it.
All right. Go to Fresh and Easy. Go into the wine section. And they've got a Shiraz. It's called Big Kahuna.
And
it's a Shiraz.
I'm not even touching that one. I'm leaving it alone.
it really is. It's a great wine. They have several different flavors, but awesome. the Shiraz is excellent. And you ready for this? $1.99 a bottle.
Oh, you cannot beat that. That's awesome.
I got to bring class into this, you know, every time you're on.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I've been asking on Facebook for people to jump on and tell me all about their favorite wines for under $20. I think it's a terrific thing to do, to share.
Yes.
So, absolutely.
Yes, share. Share your wine
with
us, too.
There's
That's
great
a good
finds
idea.
To be had at Whole Foods. There's great finds to be had over at all of our local stores, and I think it's really great to pop that up online and tell everybody.
So what big plans do you have, Deanne? Have you got any big projects you're working on? I know you're helping Scott with all his food. Are you guys still working on your truck?
Yes, we are.
And that's
we sure
wait,
are.
Is there a scheduled date for that?
Well, coming up here in the next couple of months, we're going to have some announcements.
Oh, good. Good. So we're looking at it. Big announcement, and you're looking at doing that in Los Angeles, right?
And
yes,
then
we
some.
Are.
Okay.
And then some.
All right. Well, do you guys have anything else you want to add or make fun of us or do anything else you want? Anything else you have to say?
No, I think we took Crispy to the cleaners today. We gotta lay off him a little bit. I'll have material on you next
Drag
time.
Drag behind the bus. Quite a lot of miles today.
Awesome.
Well, we appreciate the Infusion crew coming on. Hopefully next time you're on, we can have everything working here with your intros. And thanks for giving us the LA report, Scott, and also the wine report, Deanne. And it was interesting
yes.
as always. And keep us posted on things as they advance in the on Facebook and in your foodie world. And you know where to find us every month.
Absolutely, and next month I'm going to tell you why drinking red wine is good for you.
Oh, good.
Oh, sounds good, and next month I'll be going over some different techniques that we can bring the restaurant world into the home kitchen a little bit easier without being intimidated.
All right, sounds good. Well, you guys enjoy the long holiday weekend, and come back and see us next month and fill us in on all this good stuff.
Thanks, guys. Terrific. You have a great one.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
Have a good day.
Okay, and that was the Infusion crew. And okay, Crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Are you there? It's time. It's time. Drum roll, please.
Boom.
We are going to give away a coffee mug.
That's right. Coffee mug.
We have to give away the coffee mug. So, you got any cool questions we can ask about our last two guests? I know I have one, a really good question. Here you go. The first caller who can call in and answer this question is about today's show. So if you were listening, all you had to do was just listen closely. Carrie Ingalls was on, and she was talking about her blog, and she's also talking about her and her husband and Wild Game. The question is, what did she say she smoked? What was the special thing that we talked about that she smoked? The first person who called in to our studio number, 714-242-5272, will win themselves a coffee mug, a Green Ideas coffee mug. So what did Carrie Ingalls say that they like to smoke? And, Crispy, you can't call in, but I think you know the answer.
Crap. Oh, well.
And while we're waiting to see if anybody wants to call, if the phones are working properly, I want to go over a couple of things, too, before our next guest comes on, that we do have two new sponsors who will be starting with us next week, as long as Crispy gets all the commercial ads done. We have Albuquerque Seasonings will be joining us for about 3 months, and he's got some great products, great rubs. I use them all the time, and fantastic stuff. It's called Albuquerque Seasonings, and we also have Don Pablo Cigars. They are
yes,
they're a great sponsor. If you're into cigars, they've got some great hand rolled cigars that are made over in Vegas, and I've had them, and they're fantastic. And they're going to be coming on as also one of our sponsors. If anyone out there would like to join the fun and become a sponsor of our show, just make sure you contact us through Facebook or through Twitter or emails, however you want to get in touch with us. And we have a great way to be a sponsor. What'd you say?
Smoke signals will work, too.
Smoke signals will work, too. And, you know, let us know if you want to be a sponsor or if you'd like to just come on the show. If you'd like to come on and talk about your products, talk about your foodie business or your chef or whatever, you're welcome to come on the show and tell us all about what you do, and we'll have you on because we have to fill up the show for 90 minutes on Saturdays, and we can't talk to ourselves that long. So let us know if you'd like to be on the show. And, Crispy, I'm going to try to attempt this here.
Uh-oh.
I know. Andre, no one's calling in, by the way, so I'll ask the question one more time. Carrie Ingalls was on, and she was talking about her and her husband, and they do Wild Game, and there's something that they smoked. It was something special that we laughed about and talked about. What was that item? What type of game was it?
They live in the forest, too.
Yeah, and
which
they
could
eat,
be anything.
They eat honey. Anyway, no one's calling in. I'm going to try to attempt to play one of the songs from for our next guest, Andre Carr. And Andre Carr is coming on. He's been trying to be on our show for a couple of months. First time there was a mix-up in scheduling. The next time our phone systems were down. But Andre Carr is we call him the Holy Roller Singer, but he's a guy who's got some unique sounds in religious music and really good stuff, and he's got an interesting story. And I'm going to play one of his songs going into break here, and then hopefully when we come back, we will have Andre on the phone with us, if I can get this to work. So everybody, sit back. His song is called Help, is actually what we need right now. And hang tight, and we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes with Andre Carr.
Lord, I need you to help my brother. All of the hope she had is gone, and now she feels so all alone. She seems to have no more life in her, but I know you have a cure for her. She says she's in search of a brighter day, but somehow she has lost her way.
Collapsing on my computer here. And Crispy, you still with me? Ah, boy, we lost Crispy also. Okay.
No, yep.
I guess we still have him. Hold on, don't go anywhere. Okay.
Okay.
You must have been on mute, right?
I was on mute. I was actually reading our first guest blog. She has quite an interesting blog of all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting here lighting my creme brulee candle and smoking a cigar and reading your blog with a nice creme brulee wine. Yes. In my smoking jacket and flip-flops.
I can see that now. The visual is there. Well, we're going to bring on Andre Carr. I believe if everything is working here, we'll have him on. That song we just played was Andre Carr and his song Help. And okay, here we go. We'll push the button and hopefully Andre is going to be on the line and nothing is happening. Here we go again. This is amazing. We have got to figure out how to get Blog Talk Radio to have their system work properly so we can do this show.
Wasn't it about this time last Saturday when the ship started to sink rapidly?
Yes. Yes, it was. It was about, you're
I'm
right.
Pretty
it was about,
sure.
It's like an hour into the show. I mean, it's going bad all day today, but now it's just like nothing's working. So here we
it
go.
Started off with a small, it started off with a small leak, and now we're like Titanic, just headed towards the bottom like a rocket ship.
Unbelievable. Andre, if you're on the phone listening to me right now, which I believe you are, you need to hang up and call back in because the system is not recognizing your call. You're stuck in Holdville. So if you are listening, hang up the phone and dial back in because we're not able to bring you on. And this is just, it's getting to be just routine. I guess we're going to change our name to the Green Ideas We Think Sometimes Radio Show.
Right, or the Fly by the Seat of Your Pants Show. One of the two.
Well, you know what I'll do? I'm going to try to see if I can get him back on here. I'm afraid to push any buttons. So, Christy, we're staying on live. We're not going to mute because if we go to mute our microphones, we're going to lose, maybe we lose everything. So you have to be, like Elmer Fudd said, be very, very quiet.
You don't want me to sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm?
No. No, no, no.
Okay.
Just be very, very quiet because we're hunting Andre Carr right now. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna play Andre's song "Huff and Puff" and blow the house down. And it's called "Huff and Puff." And we're gonna see if we can get him on the line here while we're doing this. But Crispy, be quiet because your mic is hot and so is mine. So here he goes. This is Andre Carr, "Huff and Puff."
Can't you all around?
gray car, huff and puff, and I'm about ready to huff and puff and blow this radio station up here, but I've lost everybody. We don't have our guest. He can't hook into the system, and I've lost my sidekick. He fell off the line, and hopefully I'm still alive and people can hear me, but we're having problems again today, folks. We apologize. Blog Talk Radio is having server issues, and I think their systems are just being overloaded, and we're going to have a little talk, and we're going to continue with our shows on Blog Talk Radio, but I guess we're not going to be able to give away any mugs either because no one can call in, but thank you for everybody for hanging in there with us. Since we have no guest and I have no sidekick, I'm flying right here by the seat of my pants solo. I do want to mention that next week we have several people lined up. Michael Tuohy is a chef. We're supposed to have Chris Satori, who's a singer. And then the following week we have Katarina coming on to talk about, I guess, summer berries. And we're going to have Angela Garcia on to talk about her wine and some other things that are going on in Northern California that will be interesting. If you'd like to be on the show, as I mentioned before, make sure you contact us and tell us your story. We love to have anybody in the foodie industry. And as we say, if you can boil a hot dog, you can be on our show. You don't have to be a fancy foodie to be on, but we like to hear if you run a restaurant, if you have a product, anything that you'd like to discuss, give us a call. We'll have you on our little Saturday morning show if it works. Everybody who's listening, I am going to shut this system down early because we are having all kinds of problems and it's not working. But thank you for listening in this Saturday. We're here on Friday nights with our Grills Gone Wild show, which happens from 7 o'clock until 7:45 on Friday nights, and that's 10 o'clock on the East Coast time zone, and we bring in new talent this past Friday night. If you haven't listened to the show, we had Steve Hill. Steve Hill was on last night, and it was a great show and really interesting music, so check that out on the replay. And every Friday, come back, we always bring on new talent and let you hear people that you may have never heard before. And on that note, since my board is not working properly, I'm going to have to shut her down. We thank you again for coming. Stay tuned with us and see us next week if we can get it rolling. And everyone have a nice holiday weekend. And we're going to close out the show with whatever I got here that I can connect with. I'm going to play, let's go with the barbecue song because I guess everyone will be out there barbecuing for the holiday. And come join us again. Enjoy your barbecues and have a nice weekend.
And a cold, big red barbecue mix. barbecue slides of beef and bread, ribs and sausage and that cold big red barbecue makes all one be young. Barbecue makes everybody someone. If you're feeling puny, you don't know what to do, drink fancy some meat, eat some barbecue.
Website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
Coral Reapers, here we go.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.